yards, leads USA's rushing attack, and he gets the handoff yet again, converts on third down. They needed three, he gets five, and it'll be a new set of downs for the Patriots at the Cass City 30-yard line, first and 10.
No answer for Macklin Gettle right now, showing that power and just pushing straight ahead. Nothing fancy, just in your face running right now. And Macklin Gettle, the lead back, pushing his way through. But they're setting up a play here, Clark. It's only a matter of time before you can't give it to the same running back every time. Just a matter which one of the other guys is going to take it for themselves and try to get a big gain.
Tackled by Jared Nagel. First and 10 from the 30. And it's a handoff straight through the middle. Josh Lang doing the duties. He gets out for maybe 2 yards when the cloud of dust settles. And Nick Perry is brought in with a tackle. Second down and 7, according to the spot. 3 yard gain for Lang.
Just the way USA likes it. 3 yards in a cloud of dust every time they run the football. Cass City doing everything they can to prevent those runs from going any further. But 3 yards a crack will get them a first down. But it's going to take a couple plays to get there.
USA averaging 4.5 yards per carry tonight. Macklin Gettle with another carry on second down and 7. Nick Perry brings him down yet again at the 27-yard line for a gain of 3, if he's lucky. Third down and 6 to go.
This is the situation you don't want to be in if you're running the wing tee. Third down and fairly long does not necessarily bode well for a wing tee offense. Cass City's defense swarms to Macklin Gettle. You could just tell that he's been running the ball so well. Cass City favoring his side. Cass City runs that way. And Nick Perry and company make a tackle for a short gain. Third down and long 6. This is another big-time play here. This is a big drive for USA. They got to score to tie this game.
Trailing 14-6, USA facing a third down. Goes to the air to the end zone. Tanner Foley brings it in. Touchdown, USA. Ryan Kind to Tanner Foley from the 27-yard line in for the score. He had one step into the end zone, in the back of the end zone, and he brought that one in. And it is a two-point ball game with a two-point conversion upcoming. It is Cass City 14, USA 12, 6.5 to play in regulation.
What a play call, and Ryan Kind makes the throw of his career. He throws a perfect throw to Tanner Foley. Brad Hacker gets lost in coverage. He's so concerned about the run. And when you're playing deep safety, there's one thing you have to do, and you cannot let anyone from the other team get behind you. Tanner Foley, especially the star player of USA, gets behind him, and an easy throw and catch. Tanner Foley makes it, brings it in. Brad Hacker beat on the play. Touchdown, USA.
Going for 2. Kine hands it off to Macklin Gettle. Tries to lower the shoulder and gets down to about the 1 yard line. No word yet from the officials. And they are still trying to sort out that pile with a 2. He's short. 2-point conversion is no good. And Cassidy hangs on with a 2-point lead, 14-12 with 6:32 left in the fourth quarter. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. Cass City 14, USA strikes for the first time in the second half. They have 12.
Find your new Chevrolet truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring during the Red Hot Chevrolet Truck Month sale. Choose from the Thumb Area's largest selection of in-stock Chevrolet trucks and make a super deal. When the frigid snowy weather arrives, the family will love your brand new 2006 Chevrolet Suburban LT 4x4 as low as $493 a month with zero down. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details. More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit moreshoreline.com.
USA marches down the field 63 yards, takes 7 minutes and 25 seconds off the clock, and does it in 13 plays for the score, brings them back within 2 points as the onside kick is brought in with ease by Cass City at the 38-yard line and actually gets all the way out to the 45-yard line in a little bit of a Cuban Missile Crisis standoff. Blake Ryerson with the stop for USA. Cass City with a 55-yard field to work with. Left to right across your radio with a 2-point lead, 6:28 left in the fourth. Now, Dave, the onside kick for USA every time. They obviously got one in their favor tonight, but a short field every time for their opponents.
They don't have anyone that can kick the ball deep, so they become creative in how they can recover kicks. They tried to kick it straight up in the air again, and that time it sailed on them a little bit.
T.J. Moore gets the carry on first and 10 from the 45, and he drags all the way into USA territory to the 42-yard line. It is a 13-yard gain when they needed 10 for a first down, move the chains for Cassidy.
And back to what we're talking about on special teams. USA doesn't have somebody strong enough to kick the ball deep, so they find ways. Mackenzie Trischler likes to kick it low and force bounces, where the other kicker tends to try and scoop underneath it and flip it straight up in the air. And that causes communication problems by those up men who are out there to block, not to recover kicks. So USA tries to expose that out of every team. They did get Cass City once, went back to it, but that kick sailed a little bit, an easy reception. And now Cass City off to the races here on this drive.
And Brad Hacker with the carry on around the left and out to the 40-yard line. It's a 2-yard gain for Cass City. Sets up a second down, 8 to go. Jonas Yoder on the tackle for USA. Second down and 8 to go for the Red Hawks. 5:40 left in the fourth, a 2-point ball game. Cass City 14, USA 12.
Jonas Yoder make a nice tackle over there on the Cass City sideline. Brad Hacker trying to get to the sideline, can't get there. He turns it upfield and takes what the defense gives him, 2, maybe 3 yards. Second down, Cass City.
Working off the left hash, left right across the radio, hand off to the big man T.J. Moore, and he is brought down by Tanner Foley right at the line of scrimmage, but the lengthy body of T.J. Moore has him moving forward for about a gain of 2 yards on the play out to the 38-yard line. A healthy spot once again for Cass City. 5 minutes left in the fourth. A 2-point ball game. Third down and 5 to go for Cass City.
Well, if you're Tanner Foley, you have to go low and try and take away the legs of T.J. Moore. He does so, but T.J. Moore athletic enough to put his hand down and use that momentum to dive forward, and he ends up getting 2, maybe 3 on the play.
T formation splitting the hash marks. Left right across the radio. Delayed handoff to Brad Hacker. Rolling to his left on the outside edge. Gets out to the 35-yard line. And for a gain of 3 on the play, and this will bring up a fourth down, a nice stop by Tanner Foley, the USA Patriots, and it's a fourth down, about 2.5 yards to go, and from the 35-yard line, they need to get down to about the 32.5.
Well, if you're not on the edge of your seat right now, you will be. We got 4 minutes, 10 seconds left to go in the game. Fourth down, they're going to say it's 3 yards to go. If Cass City can get the first down, they're going to start forcing USA to start burning them timeouts. If they don't, USA will have the football down 2 and all their timeouts and a chance to score and steal this game away from Cass City.
Well, safety first. It's a Sandin Cathrell keeper, and here comes USA, but he turns the corner. He has the first down, down to the 25, and finally forced out of bounds at the 20-yard line, they're going to say. He needed 3 yards from the 35-yard line, and he's finally forced out of bounds at the 21-yard line. A 14-yard pickup for Cathrell on the keeper, converting on fourth down, and Cass City continues to extend this drive.
And the quarterback keeper gets to the sideline. USA had the middle all bottled up. Cathrell showing a little speed, getting to the sideline. Yes, he did go out of bounds. It can be a mistake, but most importantly, they got the first down and a fresh set of downs, and now a chance to run even more clock down on this USA team. Cass City putting a nice drive together. They're at the 20-yard line. 3 minutes, 47 seconds left in the game.
To be clear, Cass City has 115 yards rushing the ball in the second half. It's a first and 10 and sound about the 60-yard line. And late in that play, USA is claiming there was a fumble. Cooper Confold had the tackle in the bottom of that pile. Would be T.J. Moore. The official is still checking out, and it's a no word yet from the officials, but USA reacts, and they say they have. And it is indeed a fumble recovery for USA. At the end of the play, T.J. Moore is still pleading his case with the officials as he claims he was down, but regardless, USA recovers with 3:41 left in the fourth quarter at their own 17-yard line. So this negates any type of score from Cass City, and USA offense back on the field.
Wow, what a turn of events here. If there's one thing you have to do in the fourth quarter, it's take care of the football and whether he was down or not, TJ Moore got to hold on to that football. USA here, the GTW champions, now has an opportunity to win this football game.
It's a handoff right up the middle. Nick Perry stops Josh Lang right in his tracks after about a 1 yard gain out to about the 18 yard.